Blog Talk Radio.
My shepherd, I shall not want. God bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anybody walking through the shadows of death today? Can I just take out time to remind you, you're going through. Don't stop now. Go ahead and continue to go through. And it's just the shadow of death. The doctor have any bad news for you today? It's just the shadow of death. The shadow of death. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you all. Well, good afternoon. Good evening. Good early morning to some. God bless you. Keep you. Hold you in his loving arms. Comfort you. Give you all that you need. Hallelujah. He is your confidence today. It's your comforter. He's the one that holds you tight, wraps you so tight in his loving arms. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just worship you today. We love you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Hallelujah. We do have Sister Tatiana on here with us. Go ahead and say your hellos.
Hello.
God bless you, Sister Tatiana.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Today, we're just going to pick right back up, and we're going to start talking about, again, the confidence. Confidence and just finding your confidence, finding your uniqueness, the things that make you special. Hallelujah. As we look around in today's society, and it's things that uplift us and bring smiles to our faces, and sometimes we're patted on the back and we're given praise for different things, and that's wonderful. We need that. Our spirit needs that. There are also times that we get so busy that we forget to just compliment our sister or brother. There's times that we get so busy and someone has worked so hard to make sure that you look good in the job that you're doing, or to make sure that you achieve your goals, and we sometimes turn around and we forget to just say, thank you for being there. Thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for staying up those late hours just to do whatever it is that they were doing to help you to make sure that you get to where you need to be. So just thank them. Just take out some time just to thank your sister and brother. Send somebody a card today. Maybe just call up and just for no reason, just send them a bouquet of flowers just to say, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Because it's easy to work somebody so hard that they start to feel unappreciative. And you say, but I know that they know that I appreciate them. I know that they know that I think that they're very unique. No one could do the job, their job, but them. But sisters and brothers, it's a lot of times that you work, we can work someone so hard that they don't. They start to feel like, well, maybe I'm not appreciated anymore. So let's just take out time to just build up the confidence of those that are in your corner, those that are working hard for you, those that are making sure that you get where you want to be. Let's just take time to make sure that we celebrate them. All right. Hallelujah. Well, let's get your sword. Get your sword. And let's make sure that you, as you get your sword, go ahead and get your pen and your paper. Let's open up your heart and prepare ourselves for worship. Hallelujah. As we do that, we'll hear just a small selection, and we'll come back and be ready for the word. All right. Here I am to worship. Are we here to worship? Are we here to worship? Let's worship the Lord. Let's bow down to the Lord. Let's prepare ourselves for true worship in the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Again, today we're talking about confidence. We just want to be able to take a true look at ourselves. Take a look at ourselves. Have you looked at yourself today, brother? I know you've been busy today. I know you've been working hard today, but have you taken the time to do a self-inventory today? Hallelujah. God bless. God bless. Hallelujah.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are here to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you feel His presence? Hallelujah. Here I am to bow down just to say that You are our God. We thank You, Lord Jesus. Let's just offer up prayer to the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank You, Lord Jesus, for giving us the opportunity once again to meet together and just to come before the throne of mercy. Dear Father, we come before with our heads bowed. Our hearts are receptive to receive Your Holy Spirit. to receive the anointing. We come with thanksgiving, dear Father, in our hearts. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are in our life. I thank you for saving me. Thank you for sending your Son to die for me, to bring me back to you. Give me a right to live eternity with you. I thank you, Father, for not allowing sin to separate me from you. Thank you, Daddy, for loving me so much that you wanted me back with you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And as I walk my walk towards your righteousness, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for helping me to not let anything come between the love from me to you. Because I know you'll never separate your love from me. And I ask you to look around each household that is represented here tonight. Dear Father, and strengthen them where they're weak. Areas of their lives that may be shacking or leaning to the side or even torn all the way down. Where it looks hopeless, we ask you to restore hope in those situations. Where it looks like it is powerless, we ask you to give them your authority and your power right now, Jesus. Oh, in that situation where it seems healless, we ask you to make them whole. You not only are our healer, but you're our health. Oh, we realize that you're able to keep us in good health. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for our health. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you for all of those that are working underneath of the wings of those that may stand out. We may never hear their names, but they're working hard for the kingdom that your sisters and your brothers, your preachers, your teachers, your evangelists may bring the word forth. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the work that they do to help us. Dear Father, I ask you to build up confidence and our leaders today, and our workers today. Let them be able to see themselves as you see them. Dear Father, let us be able to take true looks at ourselves. Correct the things, dear Father, that is not of you. And dear Father, we want to praise you and glorify you. Now I ask that I may decrease and you may increase. Come speak the word, your word, to your people. In the mighty name of Yeshua, the name that is more powerful than cancer, the name that is more powerful than any disease that we may suffer with or battles and fights, the name that covers and gives peace to the ones that are in the battlegrounds right now fighting wars. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. We honor you and praise you and uplift you. And we give you thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray that your word delivers. Your word do what it does, dear Father. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. All right, we're going to pick right back up from where we left off at our last broadcast. And again, it is just confidence. We do want to give out the call-in number, 646-652-4916. Our personal number, 210-277-0495. And you can email us at any time at www.walkwithmegod.com. If you're in need of a Bible, please get in touch with us. I'd be more than happy to get your information and get one sent out to you. The word will work if you work it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Talking about building up our confidence, and we're just talking about how the enemy has many ways that he will come and just try to get you to lose sight of how precious how unique you are in the eyes of the Lord. He works overtime trying to make sure that he can destroy your confidence. Hallelujah. So, you know, since he works so hard to attack your confidence, to criticize you, we know that it is something in that. We know that it is something in that. His reason that he tries to come and steal your confidence away is to make the gospel have no effect. He wants to diminish the word in your life, because if he can separate you from the word, then he knows that he can separate you from ever getting the true confidence in yourself, for seeing who you are in God's eye. He can separate you from ever seeing your true uniqueness about you. You are unique. Hallelujah. So if he can separate you from that, he can then, in exchange, put depression on you. It doesn't matter your financial status. It doesn't matter the status that you are as for someone knowing or not knowing your name. Depression. I was reading on the internet today of a very famous actress. If I said her name, everyone would know her name. You know, just battling with anxiety and depression and just the tricks of the enemy to try to steal your confidence. See, the world looks at the outside of you, and they'll look at you and say that, you know, they'll put labels on you. The prettiest woman in the world, you know, whatever it is. On the inside, that person can be battling with all kind of different things. God bless. So if he can steal that, he doesn't care what you and I see when we see that person. But he gets his joy out of behind the scene when all of the camera lights is turned off, when everyone has left that person, when he can get in your mind and you now are suffering and just battling with this depression. You're not loving yourself. You're not seeing the best that can come out of you. That's when he gets his joy. That's when he can start to weigh you down by adding so many different things up on you. That's when you want to read your word and you read it, but you can't get the understanding. That's why it's important, sisters and brothers, to go ahead and get the seed inside of you. Get the word inside of you now. Because if you're not depressed today, who's to say he's not going to try with that trick for you on tomorrow? This area, it may be a certain area in your life that you're not dealing with today, but down the week, it may come your way. So we need to make sure that we have the word inside of us so we can reach inside and pull that sword out. We can repeat the word back. He said his word would not come back to him void. Speak that word to the Lord. Let him take it and let the showers rain down and cover that situation. He's already paid the price for you. Hallelujah. The devil knows that when you think that you aren't worth much, then you start to act like you act like you're not worth much. It gives him an edge. When people don't expect much of you, you say, well, they don't expect me to do any better. They already know I'm not the one who's going to do this. So you don't even try to set that as a goal to you to do better, to achieve more, to see the uniqueness, to have confidence, to walk in confidence, to work in confidence. Have you ever worked under a person who lacked confidence? You know, if you stay there too long, it will start to tear you down. You also will start to feel in those areas. You'll feel just like that person. Just like that person. Watch who you set yourself under. You must have faith. We speak of faith a lot. See, faith in God is what gets things done in your life. Not just speaking a word, but faith without works is dead. So if you are not experiencing and pulling and working on your faith, then you're really not getting anything done in your life. Faith in God is what gets things done in your life. But it's hard to have faith in God when you don't know, when you don't have much confidence in yourself. When you don't have much confidence in yourself, it's hard to have faith in God. It sounds good. But when you start applying that thing, it's different. You need to reach out to someone who's been where you're at. Someone who's already achieved the goal you're trying to reach. That's why we're here for you, sisters and brothers. That's why somebody here, God always has somebody there for you. We need confidence to succeed. If we are going to succeed in life, we need confidence. Sometimes you can sit under a leader, and that leader, all he does is tear you down and tear you down. But I challenge you, pastors and leaders and teachers and evangelists, apostles and prophets, when you're tearing down, don't forget to build up. Don't leave the person like that. If when you met them, they was already torn down, then your job as the one who's speaking into their life is to build them up, set a foundation. If they're torn down, you're at the bottom, start a foundation. Under that foundation, start to build them up. Don't leave them torn down. What good is that going to get them? How is that going to lead them closer? How is that going to get them to build their faith, to start strengthening themselves so they can get confidence? Don't allow yourself to tear down without building up. We need confidence to succeed. And the devil knows this. The devil knows this. And he doesn't want you to think you're unique. He doesn't want you to think that you're powerful in any way. He doesn't want you to think that you're special. He doesn't want you to realize your position in the body of Christ. He doesn't want you to realize that you have authority as a believer. See, he doesn't want you talking to God. He doesn't want you getting healed. He doesn't want you gaining wisdom. He doesn't want you to understand that God wants you to prosper in all areas of your life. See, he doesn't want these things for you. He doesn't want you to get the understanding of what it takes to have good relationships, to have good long marriages, to have strong relationships between your kids, between your daughter-in-laws and your son-in-laws. He don't want you to ever get that knowledge of what it's going to take for you to be able to have a great relationship with your grandkids, to live, to be able to see your great-grandkids, and honestly can say that you have a relationship with all generations there. See, he doesn't want that. He doesn't want that. See, he wants the word of God snuffed out of your life. So he is going to do his best to kill. Everybody know this. Kill.
Steal and destroy.
And destroy. Amen. That's what he wants to do. So you just made those vows today and you spent all of that money on that beautiful wedding that you just had. Now prepare yourself for a marriage. Spend as much attention as you did on that wedding, preparing for that wedding, making sure the dress and the flowers, everything was just right. Now, what are you going to do for your marriage? The enemy already has plans for your marriage. What are you going to do about your marriage? What steps are you going to take to keep faith and keep your partner built up with confidence? What are you going to do to make sure that you are showing yourself and your spouse that you are unique? Even when that spouse do something that you don't agree with or you have little holy disagreements, how are you preparing already for your marriage to deal with those things? How are you preparing to make your spouse feel unique when he feels all torn down? When she feels like that she has no confidence, what are you doing to prepare for that? To have a good, strong relationship, to build a marriage. It just doesn't happen when you say, I do. Now you got to start laying down the foundation. Now you got to start building brick by brick and putting it into place to build a marriage. Satan wants to kill, steal, and destroy anything that has the potential of helping you to succeed. So that mate that you got right there, who has the potential of helping you to succeed, keep his name in your prayers when you're praying to the Lord. Whatever you all decide to do, don't ever put Christ last or remove him from your marriage. Remove him out of your life. Make that the top priority. Keep him number one and your spouse number two. And he'll show you how to be what it is that you need to be in that marriage. The enemy is going out of his way to destroy that. To destroy that job that has the potential of helping you to succeed. So he has that boss or that coworker just nagging at you. And it's days that you feel like that they're going to win and you just feel like you're going to give up. Because you say, I'm not going to take this anymore from this person. I feel like I'm being abused. They make me feel dumb. They make me feel like that I don't know what I'm doing. Hold on, my sisters. Brother, you need to hear today, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Get the word and hold on to it. See, that includes attacks against your self-esteem. People will try to tear your self-esteem down. Attacks against your self-esteem. Attacks against any godly confidence. Against any godly confidence. God bless. God bless. Let's turn and look at a verse in Hebrews. It is Hebrews 10 and 35. Let's look at Hebrews 10 and 35. Give everybody a second to get that. Hebrews 10 and 35, New Testament. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10 and 35 says, give you another second. No problem. No problem. All right. So there you go. All right, Hebrews 10 and 35 says, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to preserve so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. Hallelujah. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. Do not throw away your confidence. You're going to need your confidence. You need your confidence. It's going to be richly rewarded. Again, Hebrews 10:35. When you feel like giving up, it'll be good if you could just look up on your wall or when you walk into through your door and say, do not give up your confidence, for it will be richly rewarded. Also, remember, we were putting up on our walls the Isaiah 26:3 and putting our names in it. Jesus will keep Vaughn in perfect peace, him whose mind is steadfast, because Vaughn trusts in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Isaiah 26:3. It's good to have the word there for you. It's good to have the word up around you. It's good to have the word all around you, surrounding you. It is good to have the word. God bless you, Sister Shalanda. God bless you. Feel free to call in if you have any comments. If not, make sure to you leave comments. Rate the show. God bless you. Any prayer requests, we'd love to hear about them. Therefore, so when we cast not away, therefore, our confidence, which has great rewards for us. In other words, don't throw your confidence away because there are some rewards involved here. What are some of the rewards of not throwing away our confidence? For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Hebrews 10:36, it says, you know, you get the good stuff when you keep up your confidence. You get the patience and the faith. See, today if you've been struggling with confidence in yourself or in God's word, I want to encourage you to stop listening to all those condemning thoughts that the devil is trying to beat you up with. Regain your holy confidence. Those negative thoughts aren't true anyway. You know how many times we listen to things that actually just tear us down, and then we find out later on that none of that really was true anyway. None of that was really true anyway. Just a pack of lies spoken by an accuser. And I wonder that accuser, let's just see now. The Bible tells us that he is the father of lies, the father of deceit. What have you been accused of lately? What have you been accused of? On your job? In your marriage? Some young person being accused of something. And it looks like you can't find a way to truly explain it or get your parents' attention that, no, this is not true. He's the father of lies. We have to be very careful. We cannot buy into the enemy's critical words against each other. God bless. God bless. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See, as a child of God, 1 Corinthians 7:23 says that you've been bought with a price. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That you are not a servant of men or a slave to what they think. You're not a slave to what people say about you. You're not a slave to that anymore. You've been adopted into the family of God because of your acceptance of Jesus' shed blood So all of the promises in God's word, they're for you. It may look like sometimes that it's just for, oh, it's for the rich or the famous, or it's just for this person or that person, but they are for you. You have the right to stand and receive the true rewards of God's word. You have divine rights. You're loved beyond measure. You are important, and you're on the Lord's mind today. Remember we was talking about on last evening in Isaiah 49 and 16? Let's just take a second and just turn there. Isaiah 49 and 16. Oh, such a beautiful word. The Spirit is saying someone just needs to know that you are on the Lord's mind today. You're on the Lord's mind today. He said, but me, it doesn't seem like I'm on his mind for what I'm going through. If I was on his mind, it seemed like I would be receiving this help. I would know something about this help. I would feel his divine spirit lift me up out of this. I don't know which way I'm going to turn right now, evangelist. God said, Isaiah 49 and 16. Hallelujah. Isaiah 49, 16 says, see, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. Whatever else. He said, we have to tell ourselves, I'm known. I'm special. I'm a child of God. I am blessed. I have confidence. I'm looking at myself, and I am truly blessed. God calls me blessed. I have the confidence. I'm unique. I'm known. God knows me. God has me engraved on the palms of his hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has you engraved on the palms of his hands. That husband, that wife, that person who's claiming to be your best friend, your bud, the one that you can always trust in, the one that's abusing you right now. Is your name engraved on the palm of their hand? Are they thinking about you at all times? Are you known? Do they think of you and smile? The Lord is proud of you. He said, but you don't know what I've done. You don't know. I'm standing on a corner right now. You don't know where I'm at in my life. The Lord is still proud of you because you're still holding on. You still have an opportunity to reach out and grab onto his righteousness. If you, as strong as you are, have went through all of the stuff that you've been through, you've been through stuff that even your best friends don't even know about. Your parents, your siblings can't even imagine some of the things that you've been through. So the enemy tries to tear you down and take your confidence away and tell you that that makes you less of a person. Remember, behind all of the lies is the truth. You're more. Look how strong you are. Look at the strength that you have. You're still here. You're still holding on. You're still here. Pat yourself on the back. Nobody else want to do it? Do like David said. I have to find confidence and I have to uplift myself. I have to encourage myself in the Lord. You have confidence in yourself. So I am unique. Regardless of what you're doing right now, I am unique. God still has his hand stretched out towards you. Grab hold to it. So God, here I am right now, just where I'm at. Whatever I'm doing right now, he already knows. Call it out. Call it out. So this is who I am. This is where I'm at. Step me. Pull me out of this. So as strong as you are, just think what you're going to be once you get a hold to the righteousness of the Lord. Once you find his divine righteousness for your pathway, wow. Hallelujah. Shalonda said you need to uplift yourself when no one else will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you get a hold to the righteousness of God, there is no stopping you, sister. And when you get there, you can look back and your testimony is going to bring others out of the hell pit that you're standing in. Because they're going to say it had to be God. That's how he gets his glory, through you. Through you. Sometimes we look and we think that all is only the ones whose names are known. It's only the ones that are setting up religious kingdoms here and there and there that God notices, that the world notices. But God has his eye on you. Hallelujah. You are important. You're on the Lord's mind today, every day, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. You're on the Lord's mind. He has you engraved in the palm of his hand. We have to continue to pray to God today and always. Pray and allow him to fill you up with his precious confidence. Hallelujah. He said, do you believe that I can? Do you believe that the blood was shed by my precious son, Jesus Christ? Do you believe that it covers all of your sins or just some of your sins? Do you believe that by the covering of that sin, by him giving his life for you, that you have the right now to eternity with him? Do you believe that? Do you truly believe that? Hallelujah. God bless. So just ask them today, sisters and brothers. Just say, God, today I ask you to come. I invite you to come and fill me up with your precious confidence. Show me who am I in your eyes. Hallelujah. God bless. He says, enter into my courts with thanksgiving and praise for what he has done for you and for the unique way he made you, at the unique way that he made you. Think about it. It's things about you that no one else has. Remember, he broke the mold when he made you. Thank God for your uniqueness. So enter into his courts with thanksgiving. Start thanking him for something. Just start thinking about the things that he has done that you couldn't have done. Enter into his courts with thanksgiving and start praising him for what he's done, praising him for the uniqueness of you. Then just accept his love. Believe in his love. And then when you read the word, take it personally and confess its truth over your life. Take the word and start confessing the word personally to your life. See, the Bible is for you. Each book of the Bible is there for you. You have questions that you don't understand? It's for you. You know, some things you have to just go to God and tell him to reveal to you. Hallelujah. No one can explain the word of God, can explain God to you like God. You're wasting your time running from man to woman to man to woman, trying to ask things that you should be on your knees asking God about. Let him reveal the secret, sacred secrets to you. Sacred secrets. He has the answers that he wants to reveal to you. Accept his love. Believe it. Take his word personally. And as you build yourself up in the word each day, it'll build boldness in you. Boldness in you to fight off every attack of the enemy. See, don't let the enemy get you all caught up. Get you all caught up in things that you don't understand. Don't let the word get you, the enemy get you all caught up on distracting you from feeling the Holy Spirit, from feeling the goodness of the Lord, from feeling his presence, from feeling his blessings over your life. Hallelujah. Let him build boldness in you to fight off every attack of the evil. And remember, you are God's creation, made in his image. You're reborn of his spirit. No one is like you. No one ever will be. So don't let anyone ever tell you what you can't do. Because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Hallelujah. All things through Christ who strengthens you. So confess that you are who God says you are. Build yourself up. Build yourself up. Time is running short, so we're going to take a few minutes here just to give you some verses, just to carry you through the rest of the day, to uplift you, give you strength. Remember, Romans 8:37 says, I'm more than a conqueror. Through Christ Jesus, who loves me, I win. I win. Hallelujah. I win. Thank you, Lord Jesus. John 16:33 says, I am at peace and cheerful. Hallelujah. You know, it gets to the point that it's just Satan is silly. I tell everybody that. Satan is silly. So none of his attacks can actually rile me up or get me into that place that he wants to go, because he's already there. Why would I want to go where he's at? So that's where, when we get into our boots of peace, we just walk around in peace. It's joy. We're able to just walk over that hole and not fall into that, and we do it with a smile. That's what John 16:33 talks about. He said, I am at peace and cheerful. See, Jesus said, in this world you'll have tribulations, but be of what? Good cheer. For I have overcome the world. He said, I've already overcome the world. So through Jesus, sisters and brothers, victory. We have victory. That's what we're supposed to shout about. Through it all, we have victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. John 16:33. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's also just make sure that we just remember that Matthew 5:13 and 14, it says, I'm the salt of the earth and a light in this world. I won't lose my Savior and become dull. I won't hide who I am. I will stand out from the crowd like a city set on a hill. Hallelujah. So the next time someone comes up and they are trying to attack the Christ in you, the next time someone comes before you and they're trying to throw salt in what you're doing for the Lord, remember, be of good cheer. You'll have tribulations. Be of good cheer. Stand out from the crowd like a city set on a hill. I'm the salt of this earth. God said, I'm a light in this world. He is our light. And we will not lose. We're not going to become dull. We're not going to hide. We're going to do as Christ did. Hallelujah. And then John 3:16 says, I'm loved. God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son. I have believed in him and will not perish. I will have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everlasting life through the Lord Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Shalonda, I do apologize. It looks like you have really been typing. I haven't had a chance to go back and read through that for you, but we're in the Word. But God bless you. If you need anything, make sure you ask the Lord. He has everything that you need there prepared for you. God bless you. I want to take out a time, never want to end the show without asking a question. Do you really know Jesus? Do you really know Jesus? Not a religious thing that you think that you're holding on to or you try to walk around with. Because you carry a Bible with you doesn't mean that you know Jesus. But have you invited him in your life? Have you invited him to offer up to you a true relationship? If you have your life, you're walking that. It'll be seen in your life. Every day of your life, you'll be able to see that. Are you still walking around puzzled? Are you still walking around upset? Are you still walking around with hatred in your heart? Are you still unable to forgive? Are you still going through because you feel like everything that has happened to you as a child or everything that has happened to you as an adult is still just holding on and it's just weighing on top of your head and it's on your back? Do you feel like everyone is getting by but you? Do you feel like that you just don't mean anything, that you have nothing, no meaning here in this life? Do you feel like you don't even know the beginning of where to find confidence to do the things that you feel in your soul that you could do, but no one can see any of the goodness of you? But you have things that you know that God is showing you, but you don't have the confidence to look at those things. Have you taken a true look at yourself today? Have you taken a true look at yourself today, Shalonda? Have you thought of the confidence that you have? If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to the greatest friend that you've ever known. As you say these words, if you believe them with your heart, you'll be born again, a new creature in Christ. Romans 10:9-10 says you'll be a new creature in Christ. As you repeat the words, Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all of my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross, and I receive you as my Savior and Lord. In your name I pray, amen. And if you've just prayed this prayer, congratulations. You are a new creature in Christ. And as 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the New Testament says, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You say, but I don't feel right now. I don't feel that I feel a difference. All things are passed away. Watch yourself. Behold, all things are become new. Friends, you have a whole new life with Jesus to look forward to, starting now, right now. Your slate is clean before God. Your spirit has been reborn because of Christ's great sacrifice and love for you. Hallelujah. Christ is thinking about you, and he only wants the best for your life. God bless you all and keep you. Until we meet again, I pray that God has said something to you today that uplifts your bowed down head, that gave you the ability to go forth and face a new day. to face all of those that are trying to come against you. Just move them out of your way and keep going. Because God is the God of truth. And let no weapon, regardless of who it is, what it is, what titles go before their name or after their name, let no weapon formed against you. It will not prosper. It will not prosper. Remember Psalms 23? It said, God prepares a table in the presence of your enemies. In the presence of your enemies. You may be going through something today. You may be walking through. Make sure you continue to go through. Come out of the other end. Don't stop. Don't stop. Go through. There is an ending. It's an ending to all of the pain and suffering that you're feeling right now. There is an ending. There is an ending. Hallelujah. There is an ending. And you're right now the shadow. It's the shadow of death. You're not dying, sister and brother. Not today. That's the shadow that's holding over you. The enemy tries to discourage you because of the pain you feel, to believe that this is it. But you know in your heart that God is showing you other things that he has for you to do. Look to the hills for which cometh your help. For all of your help cometh from the Lord. Be careful who you surround yourself with. Be careful what words are spoken into your ear. They penetrate your heart. They can change the way your spirit is. Pray about whose leadership you're sitting under. God bless you. May the Holy Spirit continue to be around you. May God anoint you with all that you need. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we say good night. Continue to praise him. Because the show goes off, don't ever let your relationship end. Just continue to praise the Lord. Let him continue to praise you. He wants to lift you up. He wants to bring you higher and higher. Closer and closer. Hallelujah. No one is going to sleep tonight. Don't worry about their bills, sister. Continue to pay your tithe. I'm a witness. God will give you more and more. You can't beat God's giving. The more you give, the more he'll give to you. Someone needs to just open their purse right now. Start taking everything out of your purse. Someone just doesn't know. It's money in your purse right now. Right now. Waiting for you. While the enemy is trying to put more doubt in your mind, in your heart. It's something in your purse right now waiting for you. Worship him. You said, but this thing is due tomorrow. God said, tomorrow morning before you even wake up, it's already going to be taken care of for you. Don't get depressed tonight. Don't give up now. He's there. And to you that God is placing on your heart, someone right now to get up and pay a tithe. Someone right now to tithe into some ministry, into some rich soul. Into someone's life that you know. God has told you personally the name of the place that you're supposed to give your life to. The name of the person that you're supposed to help. Don't you dare sit there and not go to do God's will. Don't you dare and sit there and think about that you work hard to earn money that you have in your hands. The Lord Lord giveth. The Lord giveth. And if he has chosen you to go and bless, I dare you not bless someone right now today. I dare you not reach out and be the one, the blesser, just like God has blessed you with it. You can't be God's given. The more you give, the more he'll give to you. You can't be God's given. I dare you to hold on to that when he's asked you to release that to someone. It will destroy everything that you think that you're getting ready to touch. Don't get out of the will of God for the love of money, because it will bring you to evilness. Release that thing from your hand. Let God bless you with that by blessing someone else. Hallelujah. The word has been spoken. God's true and loving mercy for word has been spoken to you tonight. Take a true look at yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Good night, sisters and brothers. Evangelist Vaughn, I'm signing off for tonight. This broadcast has been a broadcast dedicated by the Lord, provided by the Lord. We give thanks to the Lord. If we can help you in any way, let us know. God bless you and keep you. Until we meet again. Good night.